From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 7th, 2014. The Daily Freeman sponsored the second debate between incumbent Republican Chris Gibson and Democratic challenger Sean Eldridge at M. Clifford Middle School in Lake Katrine in Ulster County. Gibson and Eldridge are vying to represent New York's 19th Congressional District. The hour-long event was marked by the candidates criticizing one another's position on the issues, and a standing-room-only audience repeatedly interrupting the speakers with supportive applause and shouted criticisms. The candidates were asked to speak about the issues that most affect residents in Ulster County, as well as how they would work to rein in the national debt, reform the national tax code, create jobs in the Hudson Valley, and get the federal minimum wage increased. The 19th Congressional District encompasses all of Ulster, Greene, Columbia, Delaware, Sullivan, Schoharie, and Otsego counties, most of Dutchess and Rensselaer counties, and parts of Montgomery and Broome counties. Gibson and Eldridge are scheduled to have two additional debates later this month. Election Day is November 4th. See the Daily Freeman for complete coverage. Audrey Mattett is reporting in the Daily Mail the Caro Durham Board of Education is reaching out to community members in an effort to organize a long-range educational planning committee. Acting Superintendent Anthony Taibbi said the Planning Committee's primary role is to determine what the district would look like 10 or 15 years in the future. During its first phase, the committee will develop a new vision and mission statement and goals for the district's future. In the second phase, the committee will develop action plans based on the initiatives. The committee is expected to be composed of approximately 20 to 30 community members. Anyone wishing to participate must attend all five planning meetings scheduled to take place between October 23rd and December 16th. Applications and nominations for committee membership are being accepted by the district clerk until October 15th. Information is available at carodurham.org. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Public News Service is reporting rebate checks for many New York families may already be in the mail, and consumer advocates are warning residents to be on the lookout for scam artists who may call claiming they can help recipients get their checks more quickly. Mike Clifford has the story.
Checks will soon be in the mail for many New Yorkers who are due tax rebates from the state, and consumer advocates warn this is a prime time to be on guard for scammers. Many New York families who have at least one dependent are due family relief tax rebate checks for several hundred dollars, according to Chris Widello with AARP New York. He warns New Yorkers to keep an eye on their mailboxes and to be on guard for incoming phone calls from people claiming that they can help get those rebates.
The checks are going to be in mailboxes very shortly. This is going to be a target of many scammers that are looking to get that money from you or to get your identity in the process.
New York families who claimed at least one dependent and earned between $40,000 and $300,000 a year are due for the checks this month. Widello says New Yorkers who suspect they have been a victim of a scam should contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Line. Widello says New York State has already determined which families qualify, so anybody calling and claiming they can help you get the rebate is probably up to no good.
You want to avoid anybody who's calling you and saying, you know, in order to receive your family tax relief credit, you need to provide me with certain information. Department of Taxation would not be calling you to ask for that information. And I think it's just good practice no matter what, to really never give your personal information over the phone.
Widello says New Yorkers expecting rebate checks for the Property Star tax rebate program should also take precautions. Both rebates were authorized by the Cuomo administration and are likely targets for scammers looking to make an easy buck. You can learn more at AARP's Fraud Watch Network. That web address is aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. The Consumer Protection Line is 800-771-7755. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.
Looking at the local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for east central New York, western Massachusetts, northwestern Connecticut, and southern Vermont for late Tuesday, October 7th and early Wednesday, October 8th. There is a chance for thunderstorms after midnight. A strong thunderstorm with gusty winds cannot be ruled out, mainly for the Mid-Hudson Valley and northwestern Connecticut. Today, a chance of showers mainly before 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 71. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Tuesday night, showers likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m., with a low around 57. The chance of precipitation is 90%. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, the high will be near 70. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 42. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 63, Thursday night mostly cloudy with a low around 39, and Friday a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 62, Friday night mostly cloudy with a low around 41. Sunrise today was at 6:59 a.m. and sunset today is at 6:26 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 26 minutes. For the local public meetings, today is the first Tuesday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Catskill Town Board meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Copaic Park Commission meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copaic, 329-1234. The Durham Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham, 239-8260. The Hunter Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5748 Route 23A in Tannersville, 263-4020. The Ichabod Crane Central School District Board of Education meeting is at 7 p.m. at Ichabod Crane High School, 2910 Route 9 in Valencia, 758-7577. The Lexington Town Board meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Municipal Building 3542 Route 42 in Lexington, 986-6303. The Livingston Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, County Route 19 in Livingston, 851-9441. And the Taconic Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 909 Route 82 in Taconic, 851-7638. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 7th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.